what I mean? That's
dude,
all
our
was.
Planning is so bad that we didn't even talk about the funniest part of when we went to Chicago last time.
What was the funniest part? I forget.
You being drunk as fuck the first night, and we're sitting there playing cards.
Am I being too fucking loud? What is wrong with this?
It wasn't even the fun fact of you doing that and being like, what? Too loud? It was when I dropped, Cody, it's not that you can't be too loud. It's that you can't be yourself.
I was so hurt by that. Like, not even going to lie.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if I've ever thought of a more diabolical line in my life.
I remember being truly hurt by that.
Were you really? No joke. Were you really?
Absolutely.
Is bronchitis, like, an affliction caused by cold?
An affliction caused by cold?
Are you passing bronchitis on to the next person? Or are you passing a virus or bacteria that could possibly give you that?
That.
Okay.
You're not caught. Yeah, bronchitis is just something that happens. Your bronchioles, your bronchi, whatever is inflamed. That's all it is.
And that's
because like there's like you think about your like trachea and then it branches off and then it branches off even further and then one of something around there is inflamed.
That's but you're why. Not contagious except for in the incubation period.
Well, welcome back to the Stoop Sitters podcast. Joined here today by the usual gang. Somber day.
Bah, wah, wah.
One last ride.
Brock, why are you ending the podcast?
I wasn't ending it, but I did feel like everything just came to a head tonight.
Is it their fault?
It is their fault. We needed more of you. But
why don't you just fucking pay us already? Come on, damn. Yeah,
it is. Right. But I mean, what do you guys think?
See, that's your problem, dude. That's why we're ending it. You're always deflecting on us.
Well, I thought I had.
It's actually your fault.
It's technically all Brock's fault.
Well, I did think
actually.
I said my piece.
It's not a goodbye. It's a see you later.
You damn right.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Maybe episode 169. You know. Yeah.
Well, we're thinking a whole rebrand.
New name, new everything.
We were thinking.
Going to have to be a whole lot of planning involved. Maybe some brainstorming.
Yep.
True. So, Blake, I do have an interesting question for you.
Yeah.
I know that you probably don't have it off the top of your dome, but what would you rather have it called than the Stoop Sitters?
As far as a group?
Yeah.
Well,
just anything.
We could add a think tank. You know?
Mm. Yeah, okay.
You could have did one of those diagrams where you write a word and then circle it and then you branch things off of it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I actually like that.
A web of sorts. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a creative writing exercise. Yep. Yeah.
But we did talk about where the originality of the name came from, right? Like you guys were just partying.
Yeah, we were stoop sitting and poop shitting.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Can
right,
we
right.
be honest for a minute?
Okay.
Yeah. We were sitting in my apartment and it was me and Brock.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're like,
and we're like,
sit out on the stoop a lot. And then we're like, we need another guy.
Yes, exactly.
And so we're like, Blake. And then we were like, well.
And then the last member. No, I'm just kidding.
And then we need somewhere to record. And then we're like, well, Cody shut up.
Holy shit. Now you know.
But we had created a Stoop Sitters account. We set up a Gmail. Right, yeah. And we lost that Gmail account. Yeah. I couldn't remember the password to it.
Well, we set up a whole YouTube page.
We set up a whole YouTube page, and this was back what 2018, circa 2018.
What does circa mean? By
the way, I don't know, but when people talk about times, I always throw it in there. But that's where it came from. Is where we sit on the stoop all the time because it came from St. Joe days.
I get it. But that's more of a college name, though, right? Because, like, in college, you're stoop sitting.
I mean, I don't think it's bad, but, it's not the name in particular. I was more upset that the advising on the name and things of the sort, where it's like, we could have nailed it down. We could have had a think tank. We could have recorded 10 episodes and then put it out. And instead, we just flew by the seat of our pants every time, and we're like, I hope this works.
We just kind of,
yeah.
Did we plan early on?
No.
We didn't plan early on either.
No, we did.
Can I throw a personal attack?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to personally attack you on saying,
oh my God, yeah.
You said this was going to be the date of our first episode. When you could have not said anything at all, we could have banked 10.
But I will push back a little bit on that.
Love it.
I did say.
No, I love it. I know. Yeah, true. Hey, we're making progress.
That's all right.
This isn't the end, no.
I got to, yeah. Anyways, I put it on, because I put that on the Instagram.
Your Twitter bio.
Twitter bio.
You did.
That
coming
the
soon.
The one I put on, not the day
we missed by a year.
Missed by
no.
a year.
No. Oh, no, we did.
We no,
did.
We missed that by a year. Even the real one you, that I think you're even talking about.
And then you put
I
think it
was only missed by like 3 months.
No, I think it was only weeks.
I do
weeks,
think
yeah,
it was weeks.
No, it was only weeks because we started recording like August, and I think you said it was like July or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not personally attacking
no,
you.
No, I know.
We had hype, you know? We were excited. Yeah,
I know. It's
true.
But I'm
absolutely.
Saying in retrospect, you know, maybe just to like give us a breather. There's a reason TV production companies work for 2 months and then don't work for 9 months. Mm. You know?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. It's it's something that entails a lot of
There's a reason why there's pilots. Hey, yes. Let's put this out there. We got good views on that.
Planes need flown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Pilot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They also have a budget.
Yeah.
They do.
All right. Yeah.
We had a budget.
True.
We got all this
Our
nice
budget
stuff.
Was $0.
We got this nice stuff.
That's really nice.
We do.
Shout out to the investors.
We got this premiere recording equipment, dude.
We did. Yeah. And then we came with our own brains and we thought, you know, we're going to be stars. You know?
And our YouTube analytics.
There was a stretch there when we would record on Fridays where I was angry every Friday because my job was so terrible and I had no joy in life whatsoever.
Yeah, because you didn't get off till like 11, right?
It was tough. It was like 9, 9:30, yeah. But like just that job in particular and like that time period, it was rough.
Yeah.
So you weren't happy because of the job.
Yeah, it wasn't us. It wasn't us, but I'm just saying like it's just, you know, culmination of all that shit.
Yeah.
So Chris, why are you ending the podcast?
I fucking hate all you guys.
Yeah.
Take it serious, maybe.
No, take it serious, maybe. No, I get it. I mean, I do. But that's something that Brock would say.
No, but give me a reason.
What?
Just give me a reason. Just
common decision.
Yeah.
Common decision.
Yeah.
I can't be 3-1. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you wouldn't, if we said we're banging it, let's bang it out.
No, I mean, at some point, it's like, what are we doing? We're doing this for no reason, right? So what are we doing?
For fun.
For funsies. We haven't gotten back.
We're not having fun.
No, not
bullshit.
Really. No.
Bullshit. I have fun every time we do it. I laugh every single time.
Do you have fun because of the podcast? Do you have fun because we hang out, talk for an hour beforehand, and then...
I have fun. I laugh on the podcast, meaning I have fun. Right. Blake makes me laugh.
Oh, for
you
sure.
say stupid shit, and it makes me laugh. Chris has stories, and it makes me laugh.
Damn sunglasses.
Okay. Damn. Mm-hmm. This is why we're... It's Sarah's fault, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, just kidding.
She's the only one that even puts her...
I know.
Sure.
No, and I'm super appreciative of her, but like...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Big ups. Yeah, for sure.
She has 200 followers. What does it even matter?
Yeah. I'm still wildly appreciative of anybody to give the effort. Yeah.
Of course. But that's why that's why I think we should stop. If I'm not willing to put in the effort, then... You know, what's the point?
What's the point? Yeah.
I'm more of a no effort guy to begin with.
Right.
So me putting in all the effort.
Are you scared to put in effort because you're scared to fail?
Wow.
No.
I love this. Truly. Go.
No, it's more so why put in the effort when it's not being retaliated. You know what I mean?
Well, I get it. I do. But how can we bring effort when we don't possess the traits, the knowledge, the equipment,
I'll teach somebody to edit.
I mean...
Give me 2 hours. I'll teach somebody to edit. I'll teach somebody to edit, put out all the clips, do the social. I'll teach somebody. Let me know. I'm an open book.
And Chris, I do want to point it back to I have asked, but I was just told to download 2 programs and given a USB stick, and I'm not great with software.
You came over to my house.
I know, but...
How do you think I learned?
Dude, Chris, you're so much more technically inclined than I am.
It's not hard.
Like you made YouTube videos 6 years ago.
You learn and then you progress, right? You find a creative itch and you learn how to do it.
Some people are more natural at it, I think is what he's saying.
I understand that, but
or
go to make clips for a minute.
A jumping off point, you know, of sorts.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get it. And you can for sure put the effort into
it. Like Chris, when you bring up Audacity, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, I've really learned Audacity
recently.
That's
what I'm saying, but that's my only argument.
See, I thought...
even if I'm trying to finger around with it and figure shit out, it's impossible.
No, it is.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I learned Audacity from a guy at work. Timmy makes our beats. Shout out.
Big Tim, man.
Timmy two
it's his
times.
Fault like to meet the podcast.
Didn't get to meet you before we ended.
This is how technically inclined I am. Is that I thought Audacity, you were saying, how do you have the Audacity?
Dude,
that's a program.
No. Yeah.
That's a program.
That's what I thought too.
Whoops.
No, we haven't given a proper shout out to Timmy. If this is going to be the last one, I want to give a proper shout out to Timmy.
Go tell him where to follow him. Tell him where
Timmy,
to go. Yeah.
So Timmy's a guy I work with. crazy motherfucker. Love the guy to death. But when I told him we were starting a podcast, he wants to do a podcast on his own. Because he watched ours and he's like, I can do that.
Right. Yeah.
He just wants to do one on his own. And
here
he can,
we are in it. Yeah.
And he can ramble and ramble and ramble for hours on end.
Okay,
I
got it.
But when I told him that, hey, Tim, will you give me a beat for our podcast? Just an intro beat. And he went home that night and he sent me 35 fucking beats. And so I was alternating every beat here and there. And I found one that I really liked. And then I found one that I really liked for clips and stuff. But Timmy was a big...
big ups, Tim.
Big ups, Tim. Tim.
Big ups, Tim.
Big ups, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Timmy.
What are we following, man?
I can't give out his socials. He's very... private? He's very weird about his socials.
How's he going to gain followers then?
He sends us TikToks all the time. Brock doesn't open them, but he sends them to us all the time. And they're great. You don't open
them? Can I bring this up? I still think it's insane that your main TikTok is the Stoop Sitters TikTok. I think that's insane.
We can't even get on it because it's just all women.
But, oh, my God.
I just think
would get
insane.
Divorced if he jumped on our Stoop Sitters
TikTok. I do have to lean my phone every once in a while, and I know Tara's behind me. I see something, I'm like, oh, fuck. Dude, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's all tits and ass.
It is all tits and ass.
That's TikTok.
That is TikTok.
I think the algorithm's like, this guy is only into tits and ass.
Wow, let's set it this way.
Tim has a Blake TikTok algorithm. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's pretty insane. And he sends some of his to us all the time.
Isn't it crazy that they just know?
Yeah.
Some smart motherfuckers made that algorithm, bro. Yeah. I don't get it.
I can get on the messages more.
It's over, bro.
You're acting like what you can do to do better, dude. Come on.
I'm thinking a whole rebrand.
Yeah.
Now that I'm here.
We get 165 views on a video and Brock's just sitting there on Twitter. Not even on TikTok. He's just sitting on there on Twitter. He's like, oh, yep, somebody liked it. I'm just going to keep browsing Twitter.
I don't think that's true.
I think we're still attacking Brock at this point.
I'm just kidding.
I love it, though.
I love it, though.
I like it a lot. I'm thinking a rebrand. I don't know.
What's the name then, Brock?
What does that entail?
I'd like to get a web out.
Think tank.
I'd like to get it to the viewers, too. I'd like to put a poll out on Twitter.
What happens when two people respond?
I've put polls on Twitter.
Yeah.
They don't end well.
14 responses, right? Probably.
It's actually us four. We're the only response.
Good.
But no, I wanted to make stickers early back.
What's a sticker? Oh, like an actual sticker.
Yeah. Just order like 500 stickers. Give them to everybody. Slap them everywhere.
Oh, dude. Gas station. Slap them on gas stations.
Stop signs, bro. Come on. You stop at a stop sign, you don't see a proper stop sign to be sticker slapped, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, like, was there a lot of stop signs in Fort Wayne? I don't think that's all stop lights.
Oh, dude, every time I'm stopped at Coliseum going on the Crescent, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking slap that stop
Coliseum on Crescent. Coliseum on Crescent. Okay, yeah, okay. I get that. I do get that. I don't know.
Blake's over here texting. He's fucking lost interest already.
No, Blake's fine.
It's over.
What's going on?
He's making faces as he fucking texts.
It's over.
He's fine.
Jesus Christ.
I'm ready to let Blake unleash, dude.
Yeah, I'd like to give the table to Blake.
Can I give one more thing before Blake?
Yeah.
Brock's poor mic etiquette.
You do have poor mic etiquette.
On what? Explain that.
There's so many times. Like, right there. That's a prime example.
Yep.
There's so many times where I'll be editing and Brock will like come into the punchline, but he's all the way over here and nobody can hear it. It's fucking awesome. Congrats to you, brother.
Well, when we get going more often, I'll be very close to the mic.
We spent $100 for this man's headphones and he doesn't even wear them.
That's true. They're here. Why don't you like them? I don't get it. They make you hot? Like what?
It's uncomfortable, I think, is first and foremost.
The amount of times I've thought about buying you earbuds.
Well, I don't even think it's that
uncomfortable
either.
Though. Like how?
I just like to hear it naturally. I'm not into this often.
The first time that you hear your voice on this, you're like, whoa, this is what my voice sounds like. You know what I mean? Like, you don't like that feeling?
No.
Is it more of the like in your head type of deal thing where like,
could
oh,
be.
My voice
yeah,
is like, my
be.
Voice feels weird. So I want to
yeah.
be natural.
What
with
do you
it?
Think Brock hasn't watched any of our clips? He can't stand the sound of his own voice.
Well, I knew that from episode 20.
Nobody likes their voice.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but you get over it, right?
Yeah, but it's like
you
delusion.
Get over it eventually, but it also it's by dysmorphia. You look at it, you're like, I'm a fat piece of shit. Mm. And then you don't want to watch clips anymore. Like, you know,
I hated my voice within 5 episodes and then I just got over it because I'm like,
that's
I'm editing the fucking thing. So
that's who you
right.
are.
I can't, yeah. you know.
But you don't have a choice. We had a choice whether or not to watch it or not. You know what I mean?
And you never watched it, so it's like, you know, it's different.
So we were like, we don't watch it. Like,
I watched our last probably 5 episodes all the way through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you do it at work?
I thought they were okay.
All right. Yeah. Did you watch them at work?
No, I just listened to them on my AirPods.
Oh, like at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I said watch, but I really meant listen. Yeah.
Oh, I'll got you.
Well, let's give you the floor then.
Well, can I go pee before I give you the
floor? Yeah. No, I don't really have much to say.
I have to pee so fucking bad.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty drunk.
Go ahead.
No, you're not.
I swear to God.
You've had 2 beers.
I've had 3 and they're all over 10%.
Can I have one of your beers?
Absolutely. You can have whatever you want.
Everybody get a drink.
Why keep on asking me?
I don't know, to be a good friend.
We guys both get a drink?
Yeah.
This is the last ride.
Yeah.
Get a drink.
Last ride.
Get a drink.
Do you still have shower beers?
Yeah, all the time.
On the reg?
I had a stout the other day in the shower. It was fucking phenomenal.
Shower stout?
Just think that's insane.
Shower beers are crazy. Have you ever had one? Dude.
Shower beer?
Yeah. Shower beer's nuts.
No, I've never had one.
You should.
I mean,
they're amazing.
Whenever I take showers, I'm either going to work or like I'm trying to go to bed, you know?
Go to work, come home, or shower, go to work, come home, shower again, drink a shower beer, relieve all your stress and all your pain, have a shower stout.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't really been that stressed in my job. It's pretty easy.
Me too.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm stressed like on Wednesdays because I'm like, this shit's got to make it. But other than that, I'm just driving around and going to other people.
I'm
living such a double life at work. You know what I was told today?
You're happier or something?
No.
You really?
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Can you believe
disgusting.
That?
Oh,
can you believe that?
That's foul.
That's good.
I'm enthusiastic.
Did you say how dare you?
No, I just said thanks.
How dare you tell
it's
me
like,
that?
It's like my manager's manager. Like he's a big dog.
Ooh.
And like we're pretty cordial enough. Like he's a very nice guy considering his position. You see a lot of guys in that position who just aren't
dicks.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
Whether they're
above you.
Well, no, whether they're dicks or not, they're just sometimes not receptive or they don't talk. But like he goes out of the, like he'll talk to you. Like he'll just say, hey, like, you know, decent enough guy.
Like, does he try to get your ideas and shit? Like, hey, you have any suggestions?
Well,
about
he'll
this?
Say, no, not even shit. Not even shit like that yet. But it, like now, I'm at the point where he'll send me this, and it's done in 15 minutes. I'm like, hey, that's done.
Wow.
So I'm just giving him that shit where it's like, yeah, dude, got it, done.
Nice, dude.
Something that I did want to say has nothing to do with this. I wrote it down. Did you guys see that basketball manager kid hit a 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you see that?
Wait, I don't know. I didn't see this.
Why does every basketball team have...
Oh, no.
One of those.
He was...
I don't know.
I think he was...
They have a factory somewhere for those kids?
No.
You know what's crazy?
No, I think they do.
Why do they flock towards basketball more than anything?
If they took a group of basketball managers, they could actually maybe create a team to play instead of just
maybe
playing
even
one game a season.
Maybe even just a whole league.
Yeah.
They could create a whole league.
Yeah,
it is
probably.
Weird because they don't do it in like football or baseball. No. They do it in basketball.
Dude, I have
to like get killed in football.
Yeah, I know, but
I did see a football thing though where like a dude broke his leg and he was trying to go over like the school record or the season record for the school or something.
Right.
So they let him get a couple yards. But if I was on the other team,
go for his other leg.
The wood.
Go for the other leg.
Dude,
maybe.
Oh, for sure.
Done. Yeah.
Dunzo.
Oh, no. Well, I don't understand why it's just basketball, really. Like, why it's just basketball or. And also, I agree with you. Why? Why? You know?
Why is there always one?
why? Like, I mean, I get it. They want to participate and they want to have fun and they probably like.
But why do we have to let them participate?
Well, it's not fair.
To play JV.
There's also a C team in most schools.
Yeah, but I mean,
if you want to play,
but if they're the manager, they're not going to be the manager of the C team. They're going to be the manager of the varsity team.
Rob, why do they have to be a player of the varsity?
they're trying hard, and they're putting in
their dues.
Right.
It's such a cool.
I put
moment.
In my dues and efforts, and I didn't get on varsity.
Well, you don't have a disability though.
Hey, you took one shot. Right.
One shot,
that
right. I was going to say, even if it does count, it's in a blowout game or something. You know what I mean?
And what a cool moment.
The winner is already predetermined.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. It gives you goosebumps
yeah.
sometimes.
I think so. Yeah.
Why?
Well, just like seeing that.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. Like, you know,
it's essentially just a practice game at that point.
Yeah, but there's good in humanity, you know?
But you like
I'm
to
just
see
being
the
crazy at this point.
No, I know. The smile on the kid's face. I mean, the joy you're bringing people, just, you know, that's great. And that's life. That's good. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like it.
Blake,
yeah.
What do you got? What are your what are your thoughts?
Come on, Blake.
I need you here.
Come on, Blake.
I've had some fun recording this podcast.
Oh,
some bad.
Yeah.
But we
give me a percentage.
It's been pretty close to 50-50, 60-40.
I know that's a lot.
There's no way.
Where I've had fun versus not fun?
You haven't had fun 50% of the time?
I mean,
like on the podcast while we're recording.
I just feel like we could get after it, you know? Mm. Have some fun.
So you know what's weird to me is I thought we were getting after it. Like I a little bit. Like I understand that like we could put more effort and like we just kind of random bullshit it and stuff. And, like we don't come with topics and stuff. But I thought that what we talked about was kind of good. Like we have obviously viewers very low. Engagement extremely
big
low.
Shout out to the current viewers though.
This has nothing to do with that, but nothing makes me more furious than talking about other podcasts on our podcast.
Yeah.
I've said it before and I don't know why it makes me
but
furious.
But how often do we actually talk about Joe Rogan for sure?
I bring up Tim Dillon quite a bit.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just shit like that. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it because I've probably definitely fucking done it. But it's just shit like that. It's like I understand, but like are we NPR? Are we a comedy podcast review show? Are we a comedy podcast?
Maybe that's the market we need to be in.
I would never.
I've never seen anybody do that.
I would never.
Comedy review, though. You don't want to watch
There's
review
There's just black dudes
comedy.
Watching comedy, and they're like, and they get millions of views.
It's true.
It could be like one of those.
Maybe you're right.
Right.
Black guys watch Bert Kreischer. LOL.
Oh, God.
I don't know, man. I thought we had. I always had fun. You know, I always laughed. Blake always said some out of pocket shit, and I laughed. Mm.
Yeah.
So I always had fun, but
you know, what I started to realize at the tail end of it. All of the clips that we make are usually centered around Blake.
Oh, 100%.
And I started.
What did
realize,
I say earlier? I was like, the only person that has any potential is Blake. So let him do the podcast.
Sure. No, that's not the point though. But I realized about a year ago. I'm like, all these clips are centered around Blake. That means maybe three of us aren't funny, or we're not being outrageous enough.
That's what I said earlier.
I just get tunnel vision and angry or wild, and I just don't. So I don't see.
I was like, that's what I was saying. Like maybe some of us aren't that funny.
You're a more talented talker than.
Well, I've said wildly regrettable things.
Sure.
So have I.
It's fun.
Well, so have I. How regrettable though?
I've said things that can get me fired for sure.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I should be fired.
I told my GM, I was like, you can't listen to the podcast and think that's a representation of my work.
Yeah.
I told him that from day one.
But he doesn't.
At some point, though, I was hoping that someone would get fired, you know, maybe get his little pub.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Brock no fired due to raunchy podcast.
And then he could do this.
TMZ's got it.
And then he could do this full time and then get fired from that.
Yeah. And then OAN picks it up and then you start working as a correspondent. And you're like, Trump.
Now I'm starting to like this future for me.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know. I saw Randy Quaid was a big OAN guy.
He is, yeah.
Like huge. Like I was like, Randy Quaid. I was like, oh, is that the guy from fucking
Kingpin?
Kingpin and fucking Independence Day.
Friday Night Lights show?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Like, wait, you, Randy Quaid?
Was he Friday Night Lights or Friday Night Lights show?
I don't know.
The head coach from Friday Night Lights.
No. I don't know what that guy's name
Randy
is.
Quaid. That's not Randy Quaid, is it?
No.
Yeah, no. I mean, I just didn't. He's just got a big, girly, gray ass beard.
Randy Quaid's the fat Amish dude from Kingpin. I don't know what else he's ever
dude,
been.
Dude, National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Sorry. He's Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uncle Eddie. That guy.
He's in the Express. Ernie Davis Express.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking Friday Night Lights, but he's in the Express.
Right. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter and he said something about Hillary Clinton's making mockery of this nation. She tried to get the last president fired and just like something. Right. Just some crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then he was saying he said something about
why do you think these celebrities look so young?
God damn it, Brock. And embrace that OAN personality of yours, you know? They're drinking baby blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How do they get the babies?
No, I foster care and stuff. It's a whole big deal.
Yeah.
Seriously?
They just have homeless people. Do you see there's a serial killer in New York too? Killing homeless people? There's a video of him just walking up to a homeless person, knocking him on the foot, and then the homeless person wakes up, bang! Right in the fucking head. It's pretty nuts, bro.
It's helping out the city.
My God. Holy shit.
Bringing it today.
He's only killed like three
homeless
people.
If you're homeless in New York City, move.
No shit, dude. Right.
Start walking
somewhere
a beat.
Warm.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, start walking a beat.
Yeah, makes sense. Because you can like get like I'm sure you can somehow gain what
a bus.
The, I was, Does a bus okay?
Because it costs like $4.
We saw a homeless man. We saw a homeless man forcibly stay on a train for like 8 stops on the way to Chicago.
Yeah, true. Okay.
I think you can kind of get away with whatever.
Subway forever.
Yeah,
not out of you state. Doesn't it go in like circles just around the
city?
No,
not the New York subway. That's what I'm saying. Stay on there forever.
Oh,
it's got to be at least kind of warm, right?
Yeah,
possibly.
But if you have attendance, they're gonna be like, "I've seen you here for."
There's not a guy going around calling roll call or anything. You stay on there forever.
True, we did ride the L. We didn't see a single person, did we?
Like we were a single worker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Except for the one that you got pissed at, but that's a different guy.
That's true. No, yeah. I mean, in Chicago, there was not a single worker. Like we just, he was a guy overhead, and he was like, "Please exit." You know what I mean?
Dude, our planning is so bad that we didn't even talk about the funniest part of when we went to Chicago last time.
What was the funniest part? I forget.
You being drunk as fuck the first night, and we're sitting there playing cards. Am I being too fucking loud? What is wrong with this?
Hey, I wanna clear something up here. I literally wanted to talk about that. You guys all talked about it before we recorded. I tried to bring it up in the podcast, and nobody gave me a fucking beat at all.
Yeah, I don't.
So I'm like, well, maybe that's over. But you guys all talked about it before, and I'm like, what are we doing?
Fair point.
I don't know. This is all we have in our life.
But it wasn't even the fun fact of you doing that and being like, what? Too loud? It was when I dropped, Cody, it's not that you can't be too loud. It's that you can't be yourself.
I was so hurt by that. Like, not even going to lie.
I don't know if I've ever thought of a more diabolical line in my life.
I remember being truly hurt by that.
Were you really? No joke. Were you really?
Absolutely. I remember it. I remember.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I was drunk, dude. I remember. Bro,
I wanted to hurt you on a surface level, not inside. Not deep.
And also the fact the skin, that every time Cody talked, we would just start whispering.
Yeah. No, we'd be like, What do you? What'd you call?
And Cody's like, "Oh my fucking god! I can't even have fun in here. This hotel is not getting my business ever again."
And then it's upwards of 10 minutes of that, and it's a who's that? And then, I wonder who it is.
And Cody goes, "What do I do?" And I'm like, "Answer the door."
Yeah, you guys made me answer. I'm the one causing the ruckus. You were right next to
the door.
But I'm the one causing the ruckus, you know?
You handled it very well.
The worst part about the
Cody answers the door and he goes, "Yeah, it's me! What's up?"
The whole time, and honestly, I'm glad I didn't answer the door because I would have been a little bit more confrontational. Because when the guy asked, what's going on here? I would have said to the guy, "What the fuck's it look like going on here?"
Yeah.
We're sitting at this table right next to the door being a little bit too loud.
Yeah.
You got the same idea, don't you?
Right.
Then why are you fucking asking me?
It's true.
Tell me to be quiet or get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
Also, if you
were
legitimately
investigating. Yeah.
And it's a, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very soft-spoken.
No, he was.
Cody kept reiterating that he was a nice guy. But this fucking hotel is out of line.
I was just pissed that he had backup. Why did he have backup?
There was just a guy from the front desk standing there.
Did you see the guy behind him?
Yeah.
He had his hand on his gun ready to go.
No, the guy behind him did not have a gun. Fuck you, Chris. I wasn't that
drunk.
He
did have a gun.
I would have a gun, too, if I saw us walk in. There ain't no way I'm not going up to our room without backup. Mm-hmm.
No, what I was saying was if he would have opened the door 45 degrees more, he would have saw Joey Weaver sleeping on the couch.
No shit, right.
And I was sitting there playing Midway's Euchre.
Right, literally. And I pointed it out to him. He's like, "What's going on here?"
I understand what the job is. But the condescending question of, you want to tell me what's going on here?
It's true.
No, I don't. Do you want to tell me to be quiet or get out?
Right.
For sure. He could have handled that.
Are you kicking me out? No. Get out of my face. Yeah. I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
I just think the funniest part of the entire thing was Blake said 30 minutes ahead of time, "We're going to get a noise complaint."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't believe
30 minutes later.
I did not believe
The only reason I knew is because I've gotten a noise complaint. And it wasn't a noise complaint from the hotel.
It was me.
Me, Chris, and Johnny went up to Michigan and our people next to us slid a note underneath the door.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we weren't like,
at least they didn't call.
No, and I'm telling you, us being loud in that situation was just Johnny going and like uncontrollably giggling. No, I'm not even kidding. It was just us uncontrollably giggling after we saw naked women. We're like,
oh, yeah.
And we're all just there. And then someone slides under the door. And we weren't even being loud.
Be quiet.
Yeah, it was just like, "Hey, well,
please be quiet." Like a nice.
We know you're horny. Settle down.
Yeah.
And we don't want you painting our walls as well.
So my experience with that, and I was like, we are being 10 times louder than. Yeah. But we're in Chicago, and so maybe it'll pass.
And when you say we, it wasn't me, you, and Brock. It was just Cody.
That's fucking insane, dude. You guys are going to put 100% of the blame on me?
No,
I
Cody,
think it's about 95.5.
I think it's more like a Germex situation where it's 99.99%.
Hey, Cody, I don't want to make this about you.
Okay.
But when you get drunk, you get literally 10% louder.
It is funny.
Every drink you have.
It is funny, though.
I'll take some blame for it.
Yeah. It's fun in the right environment. It's more than enough fun in the right... It's a great time. But in a non-permitting hotel environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you have to realize, like,
I can't stop it. I don't know how to help it.
As soon as we walk into a lobby like that, you have to realize, like, there's eyes on us.
You think so?
Yeah. These boys?
You damn.
Nobody at this hotel is staying in it that's under 40. And if they are, they have kids. Like, we are.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we're probably one of three.
What about
problematic groups in that hotel?
The large group with like fucking 10 kids? They're gonna be loud, don't you think?
Yeah, but
like gonna be
people give you a much longer leash.
Not as loud as me. That's fucking bullshit, dude. Some kids scream. Some kids cry. Yeah, no. Was I screaming and crying? Absolutely not.
5% was me, I'll be honest, because I do try and get you to be louder at times.
Don't take any of the blame. Put it all on
me. I know. I'll try to be loud at times.
I understand. I do get it.
To make you get even louder. So I'm like, it's all
diabolical.
What are
those fucking things called? What are those fucking
megaphones?
Megaphones. Yeah. We could have put a megaphone on Cody and the voice wouldn't have changed.
Yeah. Might have actually gotten quieter.
Yeah.
That is outrageous.
It sounded like you were talking through a traffic cone the whole night.
Hello? Hello?
I just disagree wholeheartedly.
I think we were sitting there playing euchre.
Agree to disagree.
I think we were sitting there playing euchre and I set Cody and he just goes, "This is bullshit." Just yells it and I'm like,
was this even after we got this was before.
And I just want to point out,
because after I couldn't get a fucking word in edgewise. All you guys up.
Dude, I was laughing so hard. I had such a headache from my glasses.
Dude. Jesus Christ, dude. That, my God.
Keep in mind, I wanted to talk about this three podcasts ago.
I was just
so mad that this guy had the audacity to come up here and tell me that. But I'm with Blake. Don't be condescending about it. Don't be.
Yeah.
You want to tell me what's going on here?
Literally.
Do you want to open your fucking eyes?
Open, yeah.
And no. I remember him asking him, "What are you guys doing? What's going on here?" I remember going, pointing, and saying, "We're playing cards, dude." Yeah. And he's like,
"A very cordial situation. Knock on the door.
Yeah.
Hey, you open the door.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys.
Got a couple complaints.
You guys being a little bit too loud.
Yeah.
If it escalates any further, it might have to kick you out. Can you please just try to be as quiet as you can?
100%. I would have been way more inviting.
The guy might have been very social. I felt like he was socially awkward. I felt like he was, he thought.
He was a basketball manager?
Yeah. Yeah, we should have put him in the game of Holy euchre one last shit, time. But,
should have put him at the end of regulation, day three.
You were in the barn. He won one last shot.
And then the guy was like, "Well, we heard a cackling."
Oh.
And the only like voice of reason is the guy that answered the door.
He's like, we're getting reports of some noise in Waukesha. You guys know what that's about? It's a whole nother state over.
And we all pointed at Cody.
It would have been a lot funnier if we would have just been like,
I think it might be this guy's response. Yeah, I know, dude.
But like when we walk into a place like that, for sure targets. For sure look like just party boy animals, which to some extent they were right because someone threw up on the bed.
It's only $100 fee. Boone, not that bad.
Boone has, you walk into a place like that and they see Boone with hair sitting on his shoulders.
Yeah. And they're like, who's that guy cosplaying a meth head?
Yeah. He looks like he comes from fucking Scrum.
Yeah.
And dude, they're that's our group.
So close to when I had to tell the person, by the way, because like she was trying to get me out of there. She was like, "Hey, what's the room number?" And I was like, "Ah, this is the room number." And she was like, "You're good." And I was like, "Gotta break something to you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "By the way, one of my friends threw up on the bed." And she was like, "Oh, man." But I was so close to being like, "Yeah, blame him and point to him." But I was like, God, I really should.
That's why when you were checking out, Blake was outside smoking or
I couldn't
smoking
handle,
a jewel or something.
I couldn't handle it. When there's Blake confrontation like that, I cannot be a part of it. I'm out.
Yeah, imagine me having to tell her, dude.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I was like, there's two things that are going to happen. Cody's just going to play it cool, tell him, "Hey, somebody threw up in the room," or Cody's going to turn around and point to our group. And I was
Those assholes, I'm not
taking the chance. I'm going outside with Blake.
I can't believe Boone stayed inside, honestly. I figured he'd be gone, too.
Trooper, man.
Oh, dude, yeah, you point back at Boone, and Boone goes,
yeah. Yeah. No, I literally was just like, somebody threw up. She's like, ah, man. I was like, yeah. She's like, all right, you might have an additional fee. And I was like, okay, thanks. I literally, like, it was, there was nothing to it.
They gave you a fee for that?
So $100 fee.
Did you end up getting your security deposit back?
I did, which I was very happy about.
$100
Yeah, that's why I said, Boone, you're lucky. You just got $100, bro. And he paid me $100 and it was all cool.
He threw up everywhere.
Jesus Christ. That was crazy, man.
We walked in and we're like, where's everybody sleeping?
Yeah. It was decently minimal damage for throwing up.
Honestly,
on
yes, it was.
Dude, it was in the morning. He was trying to clean it up with a napkin.
Yeah.
One singular napkin, by the way.
And this is a thin
So
napkin.
He was just cleaning it up and then throwing it in the toilet and using the same napkin to re-clean.
No, he wasn't.
And I'm on the bed closest to the throw
he's
up.
Just he's picking up the chunks, dude. Yeah.
On the side closest
to
the
throw up. That was a full-ass fresh fry.
You know how
there,
he, you know how he sleeps on his stomach like a weirdo?
Yeah.
Like, he'll just sleep like
yeah.
At one point, I saw him like in the early morning. Like, I was up earlier than him, and I woke up, and I looked at him. I was like, oh, boy. But I was just like, you know, just kind of sitting there on my phone, and I look over, and Boone goes, and looks at the throw up, and he's just like, ooh. Fucking puts his head back in his arms.
I think he knew that he puked.
Oh, dude, when he was cleaning it all up with that one singer napkin, I literally put all the covers over my head, my feet, my body.
Yeah, dude.
Because I didn't trust him enough to not put the throw up right in my face.
No.
He's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's Boone.
He could.
And so I'm just blankets all over my head, cuddling Blake, trying to not get the throw up in my face. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night and looked at him like,
I can't,
it turned my stomach.
I can't
bit.
Believe he made it through the show, man. Really. I can't believe he did.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where those extra two couple drinks at the show.
Oh, he drank a
because after the show, when he walked out, I was like,
he was drinking two Hardeds too. Like, they're strong beers. Like,
they're 7.5% beers.
Yeah.
He didn't need it.
He was drinking. He drank a pint of tequila before we went.
Yeah,
maybe a couple shots under a pint.
Yeah,
but not great tequila. Either.
Well, he had a lot.
No,
he had
was 1800.
Yeah,
not great tequila.
He almost bombed that whole thing.
He did.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
I think somebody took a couple of shots and then.
But
the
it
rest
was. But
good.
It wasn't a shot. It was a swig.
Right.
So like that's fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fuck yeah, it was bad. Cause Joey, I remember Joey filling it up and being like 1, 2, 3, like trying like to figure out shots, and it was like 10 or 11. It's like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was fucked up. And that's where I was supposed to sleep that night, too. we tried to do a little role play.
We slept on that bed, yeah. Like, me and you slept on that bed the night before.
We didn't even. We failed to mention that Boone woke up in the morning and said,
who puked?
Who puked? Like a fucking asshole. Like, he knew he did it.
That's funny.
And he started on our,
I think he just assumed
after
he woke up and he's like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then he sees throw up and you're like, that's what happened.
He started on me and Blake's bed. And we got back from all the bars we had went to and not done anything at.
Hey, we had ate and drank.
Well, the last bar we found. And then we come back to the hotel and he's on the other bed and there's throw up on the side and the floor and like.
Yeah, no, you can't.
And it didn't even smell.
Weirdest thing ever.
It didn't smell. Didn't stink up the room.
After I puked from drunk, my breath smells like that for 2 days.
Our Vegas hotel smelled 10 times worse than what that hotel did.
It smelled like poop, farts, and
poop
ass.
And weed, yeah.
Yeah.
We had it. That was awesome.
It was awesome. Time. Yeah,
I'd go
the poop
back.
Part. You wouldn't go back.
The poop part.
This is it, huh?
What else, man?
One last ride, huh?
Yeah,
one ride, man.
We've had the ability for about 75 episodes to get somewhere on the horn. Never done it.
I know.
We really haven't. Can we?
One more. One call.
This might actually be the best we've ever done.
What? No.
One call?
We can absolutely do it.
No, I was just saying. Remember when it was a thing?
Yeah, remember I tried to push a lot of things, man, but I got rejected
like
a lot.
Oh, my
like
God.
Getting someone on the phone. Let's get a guest in here.
I was going to say, remember when we had guests?
Let's do some trivia.
Brock, you getting a guest in here entailed you not getting a guest in here most of the time.
Brock, you tried to get the most unreliable guest of all time.
Boone was your first choice.
Boone, 3 different times.
That's when I was going to miss.
Yeah, that's
so
what
we're talking
saying.
About, yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, we should, I mean, we, yeah. We should have got that one guy with a bunch of followers.
No.
And now I'm looking back, like, you guys didn't know him at all, so it probably would have been weird.
Of course.
But
and horrible.
But you act like, no. right away.
Yeah.
But you act like it wouldn't have blown us up, maybe.
No.
But
no.
Okay, how much more?
His audience is way different than what our audience was.
I was going to say the thing.
Who cares, dude? It's eyes.
I mean, that is true. That is true.
It is.
But also.
I also heard this from Johnny, so I don't believe any of it.
I'm just joking. No, I looked it up.
He had 100,000
straight
followers?
From the other horse's mouth. Yeah.
Not from his house. I gotcha. So what about the time where we got old boy, the 7-Eleven guy that reacted to Roe Vicky? Mm. What's his name?
Couldn't remember.
Yeah. He followed us and we talked about
him.
A-Hood.
He went down fast.
Yeah, I get it, but he had
it's
a lot
TikTok
of followers.
They kick you off the algorithm and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a lot of followers and we talked about him and stuff and that still didn't get us anywhere. So
no. We had a Manscaped sponsorship for a hot second. That didn't materialize because we didn't meet the criteria of views.
Exactly.
But we were close.
Expect, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, dude, I was riding high when I got that email. I woke up from a mid-afternoon nap, and I was like,
yeah.
Manscaped wants to sponsor us?
But they're probably talking like you need a couple thousand viewers, and they're like, oh.
It was 500 average views an episode. Well, obviously did not meet that criteria.
You guys want to do an ad read right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me pull up the read.
Sure. Who's sponsoring us?
McDonald's.
Really?
I like that.
That's a big sponsor.
Multinational corporation. I would have never thought, too. Yeah.
Serving billions worldwide.
This episode's brought to you by McDonald's. That's it.
No, stop.
No.
That's all you got?
Why didn't... Yeah.
They so didn't send us more of an ad read?
Could have got Albion Pizza Depot.
Brought to you by McDonald's.
It's...
Oh, it says we kill upwards of 30,000 people a year due to heart attacks.
That, yeah, I agree
That's
with
more
that.
Than COVID, man.
Welcome. Well,
how many chickens are in a single McChicken?
Dude.
Ooh.
Do you think when you're eating, I think I've already asked, do you think when you're eating chicken nuggets, do you think it's multiple chickens
that's
or one chicken?
That's why I brought it up, yeah.
Well, it's all ground.
Right.
It's all just ground meat.
No, it's processed.
What?
Processed.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing, meats,
yeah. All the different chickens
it's,
in it.
I think it's just like deboned breast meat.
Right, and they just all process that shit, and they put some dextrose and salt in there, and they're like, ground it up, and then spit it out, and they flash fry it.
I got
something.
Another one, actually.
I don't know.
No, they pulled it.
This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's, where Brock can ask for a plain cheeseburger.
McDonald's, where dreams come true and the food is lukewarm.
What about BetterHelp? Are we sponsored by BetterHelp?
Yeah, sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of people kill themselves every year. This is a big problem in America. What are we going to do about it? Talk to someone. Mm-hmm. Tell someone you're going to kill yourself instead.
Do you hate waiting in a waiting room?
Do you hate waiting in a waiting room? Go kill yourself then.
You can actually buy BetterHelp. You can FaceTime right now with somebody from BetterHelp, and they'll just tell you to kill yourself.
It's more instructions rather than it is. Yeah, it is BetterHelp. It's more help than what you've been giving yourself.
It's a clean way.
Yeah. They'll tell you how to tie the noose yourself.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
that's a lot. I feel like
this is the end.
Okay, this brought you're to you by Gray Box Pizza.
Get that hitter.
Yeah. Hold on, what else? What else do we got this week? Oh, Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain.
What 40-year-olds take to make them fuck their wives harder.
Right, yeah.
At least they think.
Does it get you some testosterone?
I think it's more like a mental thing where it's like, this is doing something.
Now I can do
and then
this.
A 45-year-old's like, I'm going to fuck you.
Nah, what's the one that Frank Thomas is? Eugenics.
Hey, I'm Frank Thomas. My dick didn't work that good, so I started taking this, and I'm still hard.
Exactly, literally. He's like, yeah, you testosterone.
Your wife will love it, too.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, trust me.
Your wife will
love it. Yeah.
It's your so wife's weird. Girlfriend will love it, too.
My mistress loves it, too. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is fucking weird, dude.
When we went to Chicago, we went through that fucking, what was it, a Walgreens CVS? There was Alpha Brain on the shelves, and I was like, what?
Was there really?
Really?
Yeah, I was just walking through the house as you guys were all pissing and shit, and I was like, there's Alpha Brain on the shelves.
Yeah.
Why buy this so I can fuck Boone?
Jesus.
God damn.
Boone wants to buy it so he can fuck your dad.
Well.
Well.
Holy can't stop shit. Him, man.
No,
this is
This is it. I'll tell you one story. It took a lot for me to do this, so I'll share it with you guys right now.
I love that. Yeah.
So
floor's yours.
Monday, I went to a movie theater.
Just make sure you keep it to
by
a minimum
myself.
Decibel level.
Yeah. This Monday?
By myself.
What'd you see?
This past Monday?
I went and saw Batman.
Okay.
And it's the first time I've ever done it. I don't know if you guys done it. Mm-mm. Went to a movie by yourself.
I went out to eat by myself.
Oh, you went
never
by
done
your,
that.
You went by
sit
yourself?
Down
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I sat down to eat
went by
myself.
when I was going, when we were getting ready to Chicago, I went to Ted's beer hall and just sat down at the bar by myself and got a beer.
Yeah,
that's my experience. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So anyway, you went to
we hijacked your story already.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's
why. Continue. This is why the podcast is failing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
You're damn right. One last ride. So I was there, and we're getting. You know, I'm feeling good. Actually, I'm feeling confident. Not very many people there, and that made me feel really good. Get there.
What about ordering?
What's up?
Like, what about ordering your ticket? Like, was that?
That was fine.
That was one of the hardest. Yeah, that was fine.
What was hard for me was walking in.
Well, like, what about, like, hey,
sitting there seeing me? Oh, this guy's alone.
You had to ask the guy behind him to buy him a ticket so they could seem like they were together.
See, yeah. I was gonna say that would be the hardest part for me. Hey, can I have a ticket for one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
You just said,
no, and that was okay.
You just said, can I have a ticket?
Yeah, I'm gonna get one.
You just walk up to the ticket box and you say, hey, can I have a ticket for one
ticket?
I got some other people coming.
They're joining. Yeah,
they're going to buy their own tickets, but I'll just take one for me.
No, but so halfway through the trailers, audio goes out.
Oh.
Audio goes out. And I'm like,
are you serious?
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm looking around and I'm like, man, I hope someone jumps up and goes and tells
something.
Where'd you go watch it? Where'd you watch? You could have jumped up there.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, no one jumped up. I was like, I stood up. I said, you guys stay here. You
stood up for tyranny.
I did. Yeah. Damn right I did. Uh-huh. You guys stay here. I'm going to go talk to someone. We're gonna
get this fixed. You sowed disunrest or whatever Blake says.
They looked at me like, he's here alone. He can't actually go do this. That's what they said. I saw the look.
That's what they said, yeah.
Walk down, turn around, go do it, talk to him. They get someone on the phone. Before I get back in the theater, audio back on already.
Wow.
I walk in the theater. Standing ovation.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Yeah.
High fives while walking up. So
you took control of your own death.
Yeah, I did. High fives and low fives. He's going through the aisles.
Did you feel powerful?
I never had a harder dick than I did right there.
Wow.
It was insane.
Alpha Brain didn't even give you that kind of dick?
No, I haven't tried it. So I mean, yeah, but
damn.
Yeah, you don't need pills. You just need to take control.
So you took control of your life and you took control of that theater. Yeah. And that was your highlight.
Because at some point, you realize no one's going to do anything.
Right.
Because we're all waiting on someone to take the lead.
Exactly. It's a bystander effect. You ever read into that?
Once someone does something, then everyone else will follow?
Yeah, but it's also like nobody will jump in until somebody jumps in, and then other people will jump in.
Right,
that's
right.
That's why there's...
Because they don't want to be the first.
That's why there's attacks on people in the middle of daylight. Like, people are just like, oh, what's going on? Like,
Well, that's just... Yeah, it makes sense. It's just human nature. Yeah,
fucking
super deep cut. Did you go talk to Summer and she fixed it?
No, Summer wasn't there.
Super deep cut.
That was a deep cut.
Damn. I'm not even going to explain it. That's how deep cut.
So, how was the movie?
It was a good movie. A really good movie. Was I promised myself I would never not go see another Batman. You know,
never
if Batman
not go
comes
see
out, I'm going to go
oh,
watch
okay.
it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was a good movie. But it was more... I could do it. Yeah, true.
You really went to watch it by yourself.
By myself.
I didn't want to go.
You didn't invite me.
It was at like 3 o'clock.
That's what I was going to say. Is I was a little.
You didn't want to invite me.
It was at 2:30. Yeah. I got off early and I was like, I'm going to go watch a movie.
Yeah.
So there's probably watch a movie. There's probably like 10 people in there.
Yeah. So which
did you get the senior special of the popcorn and the drink for like $5?
No, I got M&M's and a water. Guess how much it was.
$11.
$11, yeah.
No, and the ticket too.
Ticket. What's how much?
Oh, you were
15?
$23.
Ticket. $15. What else? So ticket.
You said 23.
Water.
Ticket. A box of M&Ms and a water. Small water.
Oh, you were 23 and a half.
I was gonna say 25.
I didn't have a guess, man.
It's $22.
Yeah, I was gonna guess five and five for the bev and candy, and then 15 for the ticket.
It's almost like you worked there before.
Insane. I know.
Fuck that place.
Yeah.
Movie theaters deserve to burn down.
Did somebody come in and do the theater check where they just wave the baton around and then go out?
They didn't have any theater checks.
They didn't have any theater checks.
No, and that's what I was looking for, too.
I like going to movies, but when something called the internet renders your business useless, I understand. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why people don't go.
Dude, what is it? The new fucking Spider-Man? Like, the newest one's already on fucking Hulu or something like that? It's like, why would I go watch that in theaters?
Or it's like shit that gets put on HBO. Like, well, Tenet came out in COVID, so it didn't really get a theatrical.
It's weird.
Release,
It comes out on HBO Max for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and then it goes away, and then it comes back like a couple months later. It's just like I would just wait. You know, like it's just weird.
We've been just renting movies through Apple TV. It's like $6. You get 30 days, or if you start it, you get 48 hours.
Right.
It's like it's fucking easy.
Like a couple of them, I was going to say a couple of them are like $3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's fucking insane.
Yeah, how long until movie theaters are gone, you think? You think they're here forever?
Shit. 10 years.
It's really tough.
You still have neckbeards that want to go watch the movie in theaters, get their little fucking popcorn.
But it's more of a FOMO situation than it
But also, like, you got to think about the older generation, too. The older generation ain't changing.
Well, they're dying in 10 years.
Well, you think that, but then
How
when they
burps
don't.
Do you have in your belly right now? Is that you or is that you?
That's not me. I swear to God.
Someone's got a burp or two in their belly.
I'm not burping.
Someone just give it a little.
I heard the burp, but I swear to God it was not me.
All right.
Promise.
That's why I'm quitting, but that's
then fine, it was me, no. No, millennials, they're gonna be stuck in their ways, dude. Like my or not millennials, I'm sorry, the older generation, baby boomers. Like my parents, they don't know how to operate a Fire Stick, dude.
How many times are your parents going to watch a movie in theaters though?
Never. Exactly. They never do. But I'm just saying, like, if that's just because my parents don't have that interest. You know what I mean? Like if somebody has that interest, then
yeah,
they are going to go see it, and they're not going to have to.
Click, like, if your dad had the same amount of vigor about movies as he did
guns.
Making guns,
exactly,
then he would see every movie in theaters,
exactly.
But right. It's not his thing.
But how many? But the other thing is, how many millennials are considering movies a date anymore? I guarantee not a lot.
That's true.
Not a lot, yeah. But there's sometimes where my mom's like, why don't you take me out to a movie and a dinner? You know what I mean? And my dad's like, I'll take you out to it. Like, you know, he'll do anything.
I don't sit here and eat my peanuts.
Yeah, so like it's, I don't know. I just feel like that older generation's always going to want to go see a movie. But I agree that it's fucking rapidly declining. Like,
no, I agree 100%.
It's going to be bad.
I know. Spider-Man did really well. Like, they almost broke
a
record.
Yeah, they did break the record. I thought they beat Avatar.
Yeah, might have break a record, yeah.
Right.
So, I don't
It wasn't Avatar before that, was it? Then some.
Oh, maybe it was
Avengers. Fucking.
Yeah, it may have been Avengers.
Endick or whatever the hell it's called.
Endick, yeah. By the way, like, I used to like those movies, but wow, they need to stop.
I don't like Chris Evans. I don't think he's a good actor.
Every big actor now, they just put in a Marvel movie, and it's just like,
yeah.
I mean, I get it for the actor. You're going to make $20 million. Fucking make it. Jesus Christ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think Marvel movies is hard to showcase like any actor talents.
Yeah. It's all fucking CGI and shit. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. We rented House of Gucci the other day. Have you seen it?
Lady Gaga
and Adam Driver.
I heard their accents were really bad.
Adam Driver, I think, played a phenomenal movie. He was very good.
Yeah.
I was impressed with him.
He's good.
It was a pretty good movie, too. It was hard to follow until the very end. Like, it was one of those movies where it's like you don't understand what's going on until the very end of the movie.
Those movies are tough to follow. But, I mean, like, I get it. Yeah, I get it. His little ordeal in Black Klansman.
Yeah. I don't give movies time anymore if it doesn't have. It's like the same thing as a book. Like, if it's not good by the first 10, 20, like, I'm out. Yeah. Mm. The Joker, opening stanza pissed me off. I never watched it.
You watched Don't Look Up yet?
No. Fell asleep.
How was your homework 20 episodes ago?
Yeah.
It obviously wasn't very good.
If it was, if it was funny, I would have watched it by now.
We watched the newest Fast and Furious, Fast 9, or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, boy.
Family.
I'm not going to lie.
Liked it, didn't you?
The movie's ridiculous to all means. But isn't that what we all expect out of them now?
Yeah.
That's what they're playing.
But I will say it kept my attention until the very end.
Yeah. Was it because Vin Diesel's oiled up muscles, though? Or
The Rock's not even in that one either.
Yeah. No, he has beef with Vin Diesel.
But
he hates Vin Diesel. Yeah. Vin Diesel's like, hey, come back and do this movie. He's like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. But he has $800 million. Why would he do Fast and Furious?
But Han comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
And they tie all the parts together, and you're like, oh, my God.
That's pretty cool.
Got me rock hard.
Ooh, baby.
But I like the Fast and Furious like storyline. The movies are absurd, but I like the storyline of it.
Yeah. Early on, I don't think it wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
But, yeah.
But then they started getting into the ridiculous part of it, but then they started telling more story within it. So it kind of kept you entertained almost.
What's the one where The Rock was holding a helicopter?
That was Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, no. That was Hobbs and Shaw. You're exactly right.
The Fast and Furious movie that's on a tarmac for the last half of the movie is one of the worst movies that's ever been
six.
Made.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a terrible
six.
Movie.
The runway is like 5 miles long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like the executives are probably thinking like, let's do something crazy.
The executives don't care. They want to make money.
Right. No, I agree.
That's the thing. They're making like crazy high action movies.
Right.
With somewhat of a storyline that's keeping your attention because of previous movies.
Yeah.
That's what they're banking on.
Right. Sorry, I gotta pee. I'm gonna pee and go for one last stanza here, guys.
I love that.
Get juiced up, Blake.
Juice it up. Crazy hot take, though.
About this podcast?
I don't like deep dish pizza.
I love the
take. Hey, you know what? Great take. I was also, like, I was obsessed with it at first, and then as I've had it, it's not the
and
best.
And then you had it again, right?
Right, I've had it multiple times.
Too much.
So you're eating soup, pretty much.
You're not eating soup. It's just that, like...
It's just it gets old. There's no extravaganza to it.
No, like, you show up there, it's busy as fuck. Hey, there's 2 hours till you can get a table.
But even if you get Giordano's in town, like in Fort Wayne, it's just like, this is too much. This is just too much. It just doesn't get my dick going.
Yeah, I agree.
Hot take, Blake? One last hot take for the road?
One final stanza, man.
I got a few minutes here. Deep dish is more of like a pasta dish almost than it is a pizza.
It is.
Yeah, I do.
Like, there's no pasta in it, so it's obviously not a pasta dish, but it's more of like a...
I do agree.
It's a casserole of sorts.
How much sauce?
Depends, but sometimes...
Can there be that much sauce?
You're talking like that much sauce. Like, you're talking that much sauce right there for the viewers. That much sauce.
And then cheese on top of the sauce.
No, sauce on top of the cheese.
Sauce on top of the cheese.
Yeah.
It's like an inverted sauce.
It's kind of one of those things where you ever have a meal and you're like, you start it and you're like, oh, this is really good. This is really good. Then you get like 10, 15 bites in, you're like, this is old to me.
Yeah, every time you eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode's brought to you by Taco Bell. We cause diarrhea and we don't say sorry about it.
No. Yeah, that's true. Our meat is kind of meat.
Create your own cravings box on the app, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can create your own box now.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay. Might have to do that tonight.
You don't have time.
Yeah, I know. Blake.
We've been waiting for your stance all the time.
I just had to pee. Give it one last thing, I guess.
You had something you said.
Mm.
One last stanza.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to pour your heart out.
No.
I thought you were going to yell.
I have a lot of emotions, but no one asks me.
What are we supposed to ask?
You know the only times you
can't. I don't know what you're feeling right now. I can't specifically ask you.
Like, what's going on, man?
It's usually centering on gross sadness and more sadness.
Okay.
And then sometimes just like a middle ground, you know? Just like, okay. I'm here.
I mean, where's that sadness stem?
My highs aren't very high and my lows are very low.
Okay.
Oof.
In that situation.
Okay. What caused the low lows, though? Life in general?
Doing podcasts on Fridays?
Mm, 100%.
We don't do them on Fridays. This is a Wednesday.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just stuff. Just life.
Yeah. I get it.
I have a hard time, like, separating, like, what I'm feeling versus what I actually... Like, if I'm wildly sad, I'm terrible about bringing that into a room and letting that permeate in the room. Whereas, like, if I'm around you guys, like, I'm really not as sad as I was, or I'm not even sad at all.
But we can tell.
But it's because of the previous situation where it's like, let it ride, baby.
Right.
I don't even mean to do it. But sometimes, like, there's, like, I'm guilty of that, like, bringing this podcast, like, either some bad energy, oh boy, a few times at least, and then, you know, just like a little bit of this and that. But, like, I don't know anything else, you know?
The main thing is that nobody's perfect, bro. Everybody has their flaws. Everybody has their, you know, positives. And everybody's, we've put some effort. Like, even, like, we talk about not putting effort, but we have been doing this for over a year now.
This will be 77.
Right. Like, we have been doing this. So, like, we have shown up.
Bad episode to end on. Got some racist undertones. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like, I will say one thing. I'm disappointed in you.
By what?
The one episode that you got in your feelings about being sad.
Yeah.
It was an episode that Chase was on and Blake and Brock wasn't even on.
Yeah.
And Brock could have really dug into you.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
You've never gotten your feelings with Brock.
I think Brock's just not committed, you know.
Well, I think I am.
The amount of times that we've had to change our schedule for Brock.
It's true.
I said I can't be here.
I'm just kidding.
You are the person that's missed the most by far.
Your PTO days are over.
I got a couple days left.
You're out of time by the beginning of the year, dude.
Yeah.
It reset this year.
No. No, you still got points, dude.
I get it.
No. Why? Hey, I have a question. Yeah. Why did you miss the podcast that they did without when Tara and I went on our honeymoon? Why did you miss that?
I don't even remember.
A long time ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was in September, but yeah. Or maybe October.
That was a long ass time ago.
I mean, yeah. But, like, I just remember, the podcast being Chase, Blake, Chris,
Jeremy. Were you transitioning jobs at that point?
What was it? Like, why did...
No, you weren't. You were already in your job at that point.
I mean, I could have been on...
He was on medical leave.
Something's going
on. Must have not been a good excuse if you can't even remember.
Sure, it was a great excuse, but man, I don't.
There's too many times to remember. A lot of things,
yeah. There is too many times to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's get back to Blake's feelings.
One of the only things I get out of this podcast is like creating entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah, I have fun with
because I'm not personally entertained, but I would love to entertain.
You're not entertained at all?
Sometimes.
You like to make people laugh, Blake?
Yeah, but it's like it's such a situation where it's like, I don't want to say it's like hard to make me laugh, but it's hard to get me going.
No, it is.
So it's like it's just one of those 100%. Things.
It's a lot harder to make you laugh than all.
But that's why I rely on you to make me laugh because you can make me laugh.
But that's the only reason that I do what I like say the stupid shit that I it's just like there's nothing else that I can feel in this moment. Let's make other people feel.
Blake, I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
When we went to Dave Attell and I kept looking over at you and you were hysterically belly laughing.
Yeah.
I've never seen you so happy in a single moment.
Yeah.
Ever.
I had fun.
Yeah. When the recorder came out and Blake was screaming, the fucking recorder.
Yeah.
I've never seen Blake so happy in my life.
Yeah. I agree.
He was the loudest one in the room. Because
it's hard to get Blake to laugh. It really sure is.
Yeah, no, I agree completely.
He's a gatekeeper of comedic, relief.
It's really the element of surprise, even though I kind of knew it was coming. But it's just one of those things. But like, there's so much to dig deeper on that we don't have time. We should start a new podcast called It's Over.
Yeah.
That's how it's
called. It's over / deep cuts or something.
Yeah. Into where we really stand.
Yeah, but like, kind of I don't know. Like, at some point, like, you understand, like, hey, this is kind of a little bit what's wrong with me. This is kind of a problem in my life. But at some point, like, what steps can you take to actualize and fix that? Like, it's hard. Yeah. Right?
Didn't you want to start a podcast on things you just hate?
Yeah, but it's like, it's that type of shit where it's like, oh, dude, this guy on Twitter. Oh, dude, I got into
it. I do see a couple of your replies from Twitter, and it makes me funny. Yeah,
I mean, making a whole podcast on something you hate, I don't know if that's great for your mental health.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But kind of, right? It's an outlet at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's two schools of thought. Yeah.
But I don't know. I have obviously a tough time talking about myself in general, just because like I don't like give myself the value of other people. I'm like, I don't care what I have to say. Like, I want to hear what you have to say.
For sure.
Right.
Personally. Like, I'll talk shit just to, like, fill the void and, like, say this and, like, try to do something. But, like.
Don't you think that's almost part of the problem? Is we all three want to hear what you have to say. But you want to hear what we have to say?
See, I don't have anything to say about myself, though. Like, all my shit, I feel like, is reactionary.
This is true.
Like, to you guys. It's creating confrontation or conflict within your story. Sure. And then I create a joke. Like, you're telling a story about something that happened at work. And then I jump in and say this and this and this. And it's really fun for me to do that. But, like, I can't create that for my own life and say, hey, this, like, it's really hard for me to be like, this happened to me today. And this is what's.
That's why I always like to hear your point of views on stuff. That's why I always ask you questions. I'm always like, Blake, what do you think about this? Because I just like to hear your point of views because your point of views are often way different than some ordinary person. I think about
the poop bandit at my work all the time.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Release the video.
Can't get fired. This podcast is not worth my job.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
If you guys would watch more, then maybe I would, you know.
Yeah.
Personally, and this is what we all came here for. Subscribe to our Patreon. Could you imagine if we did that? We're ending. It's just going over to Patreon.
Yeah. Now we're going behind a paywall.
Yeah, right.
Same name, same everything. Yeah. Just moving it.
Oh. $19 a month.
No, but I truly like doing it, but I have a problem with bringing in outside forces of myself and being, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if I'm in a bad mood or this or, I don't know. Like, I just get thrown off by one thing. Like, I got in a Twitter argument yesterday, and it fucking threw me in a crab swirl for a fucking night.
Crab swirl.
Yeah.
You just can't let it. You can't let it go for
no.
A while.
Yeah. And it's, you know, he thought I was defending. I don't even want to get into it.
But isn't that everybody? One thing gets you down, and you're just down for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'll go get one customer at work that just brings me down. I'm just like, fuck that guy for the rest of the day. Yeah. I'm just the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that to some extent, that's everybody. You know.
But then you Someone's clock out, and you're like, I'm done with that job until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
But some people are better at that than others. Like, I know some people, they're like, man, this keeps me up at night. And I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, you care about your job that much? Like, it's just people are just so different, man.
We're going through that same thing with the kid at work. He worries way too much about his job, and I'm like, dude, you're just a full-time employee.
Well, yeah.
You clock out, you leave that shit at the door, you go home, but and you like drink, I said, you jerk that's off, just whatever the hell you want to do.
Man. Like, people are either people, like, some people maybe are a little bit more sensitive than the others. Some people have more, you know, thought about something. Some people are more intelligent, so then they think more, a little more deeper, you know, this type of like that stuff like that. And so it's just, I don't know.
And what do you have to say about that, bro?
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly. I like to let things just roll off me.
You like to roll?
You take your work home with you, Brock?
No.
There's no point, right? No.
But do you hold things in? Are you an emotional guy? And then you
not
hold
really,
it in?
Dude. I, nothing let it never
out.
Really, I mean,
let her out.
It's never nothing really bothers me past like, I mean, 10, 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like just even like that way. Like even like let's say for instance like you're trying to court a woman and then all of a sudden like something happens like that shit don't eat at you or that shit does eat at you.
I mean, it wouldn't. I mean.
Of the
like a
court.
Breakup or what, is that what you're talking about? Like a breakup
no, just
or?
Like I don't know, like so maybe you were fucking hammered and you're like trying to get this girl
night
number,
at Mitchell's.
And then yeah, crazy night at Mitchell's. You try to get all up on a bitch, you know right. what I'm saying? No, I'm just but and then like she rejected you or something like that. Like that shit doesn't eat at you.
Oh, it make me feel like shit for a while, but I mean,
but
for
then
a minute,
fuck it.
But I just joke around about it at that gotcha. Point.
Oh, can I tell this story real
yeah?
quick?
Yeah, let's
I
want to
hear it.
I could go for two
is this,
hours.
Is this the last story of the Stoop Sitters podcast?
It's,
it sure
it's
is
one
for
that
me.
Hangs with me, and it probably shouldn't. When we were in like the seventh grade, you know, talking to girls, sixth grade maybe, talking to girls was scary.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
People would be sending notes. They're like, oh, my God. You know, shit like that.
I like you. Do you
so
like
I bossed up, and we were in class at one point. And so just to give a little bit of a backstory, it's me, this guy I know. We all know him. And this woman that we know. This
can
guy.
You drop a name?
No. Nah. Well, Jeremy Coney.
Oh,
there you okay. go.
He was sitting in front
appreciate
of me.
Appreciate it.
And there was a girl next to him that he was into before his current relationship, like literally 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Middle school. You guys know who it is, if you thought hard enough.
Sure.
Right.
So at that point, middle school, you know, if you're texting a girl, you're like, I'm in, right?
yeah.
So I'm in. So I'm texting her. So I'm in, right? And so we're sitting in social studies class. And I looked to my left, and I asked this woman out in the middle of class.
Hey.
Out loud.
Wow. Yeah.
Boss move, right?
Yeah.
Why not, you know? Take sure. by the horn.
yeah.
And so I asked the phrase or phrasing of something like, you want to go out with me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to that, I got no response.
Oh.
And I got cold shouldered in the middle of class, and that's one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me.
That's funny.
it's something that still sticks in my craw.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Something
you haven't,
you and know, it's something yeah. that's like, that's one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me. And he was sitting there the whole time. And to his credit, he laughed because it was fucking hilarious.
she just didn't even respond?
No.
Did you have a discussion about it later?
I was out of there.
You
only get one shot, one opportunity.
Yeah. Did you take a bathroom break or would you? It was middle class. What did you do?
I don't even remember. I think I might have just sat there like one of these numbers and just shut down for the next hour. But I just thought that was a fun story that stuck in my craw.
Sometimes
it's
you
got to
go
funny,
for it, right?
But sometimes you got to, and then it sticks with you forever, and then it wasn't worth it.
Something that kind of defines you to this day.
I don't know.
No. I don't know about that. But also, it does stick. Like the fact that it's sticking with you does say something, you know, about it.
Mm.
But also, I mean, that probably would have resulted in nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's not likely that relationship would fucking, you know, like. But
I just thought it was fun. It was in the middle of class, and then I was okay.
But that's the type of shit to
so,
be like nervous. That's
the
type
the war
of shit
of 1812.
that's the type of shit to make you like, hey, I'm confident enough to say this right now, and then you do it, and then you get rejected, and you're like, never again. You know?
Yeah.
Right. It's fucking wild. I don't know.
But at least you did it, man. That's you know.
It still sticks with me though. It's kind of a net negative, right?
Yeah.
Why does it still matter?
The psyche of a human is just so complex and so crazy, man. Like you just don't know. It's wild.
You don't want to feel that feeling anymore.
Right. You didn't do anything.
Are you scared there's of rejection, nothing. Blake?
At some point, I mean, kind of, but at another point, and like, not really.
But people that say they aren't scared of rejection, they're scared of rejection a little bit, right?
Yeah, but everybody at some is. Point, like, you have to realize, like, this is, like, none of, and being nothing negative, matters, yeah. but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Like, you can just say it and it's gone.
Right.
It's gone in the wind. It's forever. Like, you know.
Some people are just better at, you know, brushing it off their shoulders than others. Like some people like to sit and think about it and be like, fuck, man, this sucks. And then, you know, they stay up until fucking, I don't know, 1 a.m. thinking about it. And some others are like, I don't care. Or maybe they're too dull to think about, you know, like.
Lack of self-awareness, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know, man. What else, man? No, just kidding.
Guess that's it, huh?
It was fun. I had fun every time, really. There's not a lot of times I didn't have fun. I'm being honest with you.
It was fun when it was fun, and it wasn't fun when it wasn't fun.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I do want to leave saying thanks for being my family.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. True.
Brock, what's your what's your final thoughts?
I need honestly, them out of you. Like, I just want to still be friends with you guys.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Come on, I'm you guys. Kidding. You know,
that's all you got, Brock?
No, I'm... No, whatever happens,
happens. Right now, we're two roads diverging in a yellow wood and taking the one less traveled.
Yeah.
All right? There's nothing else you can do about it.
Man. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah,
whatever happens in the
future. I'm not afraid to get in touch with my feelings and say that I love every one of you guys and that I really do. You can't tell, though, bitch, can you? No. I do enjoy every single moment with everybody, and I spend more time with you guys than I do my family, and I think that says a lot about every single buddy. And, you know, I truly do have a wonderful time with everybody, and I appreciate all of your kindness, everybody's, you know, I appreciate Blake making fun of me, and I appreciate Brock's fake happiness sometimes, or Brock's fake compliments. They're you know what fake, I mean?
But thank you
and
for
stuff like
that.
Yeah.
Cody, you can be thank sappy, you but that. You can't be yourself.
And
no, but that's I mean the same thing. Like, legitimately, my family doesn't love me, but I love
they
you guys.
Do. Yeah,
but
I love you guys, man. Yep. Thank you.
Also,
guys for
thanks to everybody
that.
Watches weekly.
Love you.
There's not many of you,
but if you stuck around, if you stuck around, truly, bottom of my heart, appreciate you guys, man. Really do.
And that's it, huh?
And thank you guys for saying that.
If they, what?
Like, what do you got?
No, what final soundtrack do you have to put on? Honestly.
That's fucking perfect.
And that's it.
Last ride.
Thank you for watching the Stoop Sitters podcast. This doesn't have to be a goodbye. This can be a see you later.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Make sure to leave a like, comment, and subscribe to the Stoop Sitters podcast. And if you don't, your vibes are in the fucking basement.
Anything made you angry, make sure to email us, stoopsitters@gmail.com. If you want to email some funny videos, some of your mom's nudes, whatever's going to be the mix that day. So just feel free.
Follow our socials. Actually, just follow the TikTok. Who gives a fuck about any other social? Follow the TikTok, Stoop Sitters Pod.
If you're currently watching these videos in your mom's basement, here's one more and then a second one for you to also tune into.
This has been the Stoop Sitters podcast. There's currently a fart cooked up in the room. We got to get out of here.
Goodbye. No, see you later.